Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 to 10, these are God's words. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Thus far, the reading of God's inspired and inerrant words. God is glorified in all of our salvation. God's grace is glorified in all of our salvation, and all of our salvation is through faith. Now, when it comes to our justification, how it came to be that we who, as the first seven verses said, went from being by nature children of wrath and born dead in our trespasses and sins to being seated on the throne of heaven in Christ Jesus as trophies of His grace, so that in this age and the one to come, everyone would see the glory of what? Definitely not the glory of us, right? But the glory of His grace, the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. And so God has designed it so that the way we come from the one state to the other state, from wrath against us for our sin to blessing upon us for our righteousness, would only be through what Jesus has done. We don't produce the faith. We don't even produce the works. All is given to us as a gift by God, lest any man should boast. Can you imagine God saving us in such a way that we could boast about any of it? Do the angels boast? No, why not? Because the Lord Jesus Christ, the resurrected Savior, is sitting far above them, and they hover and they hide their eyes and they cry out, "Holy, holy, holy." And the Gospels tell us that Isaiah said this when he saw Jesus' glory, that He is the King in Isaiah 6. So if the burning angels and the assembly of the righteous in glory, if none of them can boast, how terrible would it be if we were able to boast about any of the way that we were saved? Now, since we become right with God only through faith, which means only through what Jesus has done, since we become adopted as God's children only through faith, only through what Jesus has done, since we come into union with Christ only through a faith that the Holy Spirit is the one who gives us, it's easier for us to see that there's no boasting, no room for us to be proud when it comes to how we become right with God, or adopted by God, or brought into union with Christ. But we also need to see that He's not just talking here about our justification, how we are made right with God. He's actually talking here also about our sanctification, isn't He? Because He continues from, not of works, lest anyone should boast, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. Okay, that moment when you're created in Christ Jesus is the same moment as being united to Christ, the same moment as being made right with God in Christ, justified in Christ, the same moment as being adopted by God in Christ. But we don't finish on that moment. We continue, don't we? For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So God's glory is praised in our justification because we are justified, we are made right with God, only by what Jesus has done. But God's grace is glorified in our sanctification by what God does through us are to walk in our sanctification. He gives us commands like put to death. Now, boys, when you are, or girls, I guess, when you are playing your imaginary play and you are fighting and killing the bad guys, is that something that is kind of passive and not very active? No, it is strong and forceful. Put to death. That's the kind of language God uses about our sanctification. About killing sin. How about run the race? You all run a race. What do? You say go, and everyone just kind of moseys along. Is that how you run a race? No, you're going to lose. Maybe if you know that the other guy is so much faster than you that you're kind of unwilling to give him his due and want to save face for yourself, you pretend that you didn't really try. And that way you can feel better about getting pasted by him. But no, run the race is an active thing, a vigorous thing. How about beat my body and make it my slave? Wrestle. What happens to you if you're wrestling and you don't try very hard? You end up with rug burns on your nose. Not that that's ever happened to any of us. We are to walk in our sanctification. And it actually brings God glory that these who were by nature children of wrath, born dead in our trespasses, and now what are they doing? Walking in good works. And so in our sanctification, God's grace, which is what changed us from the one condition to the other, is glorified. Say, how did that happen to Jonathan? Or how did that happen to Miss Mary? Or how did that happen to Miss Amber? Because God created them new in Christ Jesus. And you see them now, you know, not repaying evil for evil, but overcoming evil with good, and having a humble spirit before the living God, and wanting to worship Him in a way that pleases Him rather than just going after good feelings, or refusing to gossip about someone, or having a moment when they could indulge their flesh or serve someone else, and they choose to serve someone else. And you say, oh, that's some workmanship, right? That's some craftsmanship right there. And the angels say, behold His workmanship. That one was created in Christ Jesus. That one is God's workmanship. Look at them walking in those good works that God has prepared beforehand for them to do. So don't listen to the liars who may not be satanic themselves, but the lie is satanic. That walking in good works is somehow incompatible with Christianity. Taking credit for good works? That's incompatible with Christianity. But walking in good works says, my Father and Jesus Christ who saved me is glorified by the difference He's made in me. He prepares these good works beforehand so that I can walk in them and everyone say, that could never have come out of Pastor James. That came from the grace of God. And so let us pursue good works because they glorify our God. But let us make sure that we never boast in our good works or are proud of our good works. Because they only come by the glorious grace of our God. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, how we thank You that You have not only given us the standing that we have in Christ, that His obedience accounted for us as if we ourselves have done it. And that His sacrifice has wiped away our sins as if we had never done them. But we thank You that You are then pleased, having made us right with You and adopted us as Your children, to work in us the family resemblance so that we might be made more and more like Christ. More and more reflect Your character in our walking. Help us, Lord, to walk in these works, to put to death sin, to run after righteousness, to wrestle and fight in our sanctification. give us a desire that you would be glorified by the difference that you have made. And we pray that whenever we hear those who say that you shouldn't be vigorous in the Christian life, that you would help us remember again how much glory you have designed to get by preparing these works beforehand for us to walk in them, and that we would stop up our ears and follow our Christ who makes a difference and rejoice that he is the one who has made it. We pray, Lord, that when we do stumble, that you would remind us again that you are the one who does the work by your grace and turn us back to you, that for your worthiness and as a response of love and thankfulness and desire that you would get glory, that we would rise up again and continue in the race. Thank you for the certainty that where we are seated now spiritually in Christ, we shall one day go to be with him. And your work will be done, and he will be the firstborn among many brethren. Thank you, Lord, for the way that you bookended our Lord's Day today with these lessons from Ephesians. And we pray that you would get much glory by the fruit of these lessons in our lives. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.